you would, this is communion, so we will pause in our study of the book of Acts. The elders have asked me to let you know that the church is under indictment. There have been several, and I'll put this on the board, there have been several, if not many, accusations against our church. I know that this will come as a shock to some of you, but let me explain the indictments against our church. It involves most of our people. It's very shocking. And we've discovered that much of it, if not most of the indictment, is true. I have two lawyers here. They can explain what an indictment is. It is issued by individuals, a formal charge or accusation of a serious crime or crimes, and that's what we are facing. How many knew about this? The church did not want me to catch you by surprise, but there are hundreds of indictments that have been issued. Thank you. Thank you for reminding me. You can turn on the lights now. Thanks, Alan.
Dave?
Yeah?
Who was indicted?
Thank you for asking that, Don. I am reluctant to tell you, but it involves you. And turn in your Bibles to Revelation chapter 12. It involves me. And they're all true. And Don's looking at me like, are you, Pastor, have you lost your ever-loving mind? Many times, Don, I have lost that. Revelation chapter 12. You know, you got to see, you got to, some of you people had smiles on your faces because you know I'm setting you up. You know how I do. And then Angela's here, Harvard attorney, so I figured, see if I, but she just looked at me like, I know he's crazy anyway. So anyway, right now as we speak, you are under indictment. For hundreds, if not thousands of actions, of which, frankly, we're all guilty of. Did you know that? Look what it says in Revelation chapter 12, verse 10. The accuser of our brethren. Who's the accuser of the brethren? Satan, the devil, Lucifer, which is a Latin term. Here is what it says. You are under indictment right now. For the accuser of the brethren has been thrown down, who accuses them. What are you guilty of this morning? It says right now, before the throne of God, in the mystery of this, the devil saw what you did, knows you're guilty, and now is indicting you right now before the throne room of heaven. What are you guilty of this morning? How many say I'm not guilty of anything this morning? Thank you, Jesse. Thank you for raising your hand. Did you know that? Right now, that's what Satan does most. Lucifer does most. These spiritual beings observe you constantly in a hidden realm, know what you do, and you don't fool them. They indict you right now before the throne room of heaven. Satan gets there and says, they're guilty. How many of us will claim innocence? Well, the devil, someone would say, the devil is a liar. But you know what? He is the father of lies, and he is a liar, but you know, we'd be liars to say that we are not guilty of many, many things. The devil knows it. And he is right now before the throne mentioning all of what we did and saying, Lord, that person is guilty. And in an indictment, you are seeking what? Punishment, retribution. That's going on right now. And it is never ending. And it is serious. And much of it is true. But let's go to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. The reason why we celebrate what Jesus did on the cross is while you're being accused by the prosecution, I wonder, is there full discovery in these kind of cases? Or does the devil try to hide something? You know, in law, you're supposed to have you the guilty and the prosecutor and the defense has to share all the evidence that they have. But sometimes they hide evidence so that the other people, you know, it's a little tricky on how they do things. But look what it says. While you're being accused, look at Romans 8:26. And in the same way, the Spirit of God helps our weakness, for we do not know how to pray. How do you pray when you're being constantly accused and indicted before the throne room of heaven? How do you pray? The Bible says you don't know how to pray. How do you handle that? You can't. We don't know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit Himself, what? You know what intercession is here? Defend you. John says in 1 John that Jesus is our advocate. While that accusation is going on and we are guilty, Jesus is interceding, but look what it also says, that the Holy Spirit prays for us beyond words. But Paul goes on. Remember, who were the dream team? Do you remember the dream team? Who were the dream team for OJ? Shapiro? They are punks compared to the team you have. The Holy Spirit of God intercedes and defends you. And then look what it says here. As the devil is condemning you in verse 34 of Romans, look what it says. Who is the one who condemns? Now, you know who that is, don't you now? You can answer that. Who condemns? Who's the prosecutor?
Satan.
He's condemning. But Messiah Jesus is he who died, yes, rather, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who what? Who defends? The Holy Spirit and the Lord Jesus right now, as that accusation is going on, and it is because of what Jesus did on the cross, that Jesus now and the Holy Spirit are constantly interceding for us. And then look what it says about because of that. What shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, or perilous sword? But all these things we what? Overwhelmingly, you know what that means? In spite of the fact that we are guilty and the devil doesn't always lie about us, he may tell the truth. The Holy Spirit and the Son's intercession guarantee our innocence before God. What do you think Jesus says when the accusation against you is true? Oh, he's not guilty? What'd you say? Oh, Willie's not guilty? He didn't do it? Or what does Jesus say, Willie?
I paid the price.
Yes, he's guilty. But I paid the price. And then he declares him not condemned. I'd ask the ushers if they would to pass forth the elements that we celebrate, what Jesus did for us so he can intercede before the Father on our behalf.
What makes a great defense attorney? They never lose. They don't take a, why do they never lose? Because they never take a case that they think they can't win. You know, when the attorney says, no, I won't defend you, it's because that attorney doesn't think that. Because they get their money from having a reputation of what? Of winning. Wouldn't you think that Satan would get tired of coming before the throne saying, guilty, guilty, and he keeps losing? And that's because Jesus says, not guilty, I paid the price.